Ahead was a large square. Food stalls were packed in tightly and cafes ringed the edges. Anakin saw a knot of beings across the square. They were packed so tightly it was difficult to see what they were looking at. He heard a roar of anger. Hurry. Obi-Wan tried to make it through the crowd, but the beings were crowded so densely now that it was impossible.
Get out of my way or I'll kill you!
Someone shouted the words in Basic. Now Anakin could see a Flog, a giant being with a vibro-sword, standing over a small Ortolan, a blue-furred creature armed with only a cup of juice.
Go ahead, you tub of bantha fat,
the Ortolan sneered. This isn't good, Obi-Wan muttered. Suddenly, the Flog took his vibro-sword and slashed through a small stone table. The group who had been sitting at it fell backward. One of them sprang up and withdrew a blaster. The giant Flog grabbed both huge slabs of stone and lifted them over his head.
I'll kill you all!
Frustrated, Obi-Wan tried to get through the crowd. The beings had formed a solid wall of flesh and muscle. Anakin saw a sudden flash of blue. A lightsaber danced in the air and came down, slicing expertly through the thick slabs of stone. The slabs dissolved into rocks and dust. The Flog howled as one of the stone pieces fell on his foot. That should slow you down a minute. Jedi Knight Ciri's tone was pleasant, but it rang with the shimmer of Durasteel. Next to her stood Ferris Olin, her Padawan. His lightsaber was raised and ready, his expression hard. A hush settled on the crowd. The Flog stood awkwardly, holding his foot.
Who are you?
The Ysaron, whose table had been pulverized, quickly shoved his blaster into his belt.
Ah, Jedi. Just defending myself, he muttered, backing away.
The Ortolan nodded rapidly, his blue fur flying.
Easy in such crowds to bump by accident.
Exactly, Ciri said. So an apology is called for.
Sorry,
the Ortolan said quickly. By both of you, Ciri said meaningfully, her gaze boring into the Flog, who towered several meters over her blonde head. The Flog hesitated. He was not accustomed to apologizing for his temper. Ferris Olin stepped forward. Think twice, my friend, he said in a soft tone. Then, think again. Anakin saw the admiration on his master's face at the coolness of Ferris's approach. A flare of jealousy rose inside Anakin. Ferris always knew the right thing to say and the right way to say it.
Well, well, my fault,
the Flog said in false cheerfulness.
Let me buy you another juice.
He bent over the small Ortolan and led him into the cafe. Ciri deactivated her lightsaber. There, everyone is sorry. Incident over. The crowd that had been eager to witness a brawl suddenly melted away. Ciri caught sight of Obi-Wan. Just a minute too late, as usual, she said. We were just waiting to see how you'd handle it, Obi-Wan answered. Anakin watched Obi-Wan and Ciri. A stranger would never know that they were old friends. He nodded a greeting at Ferris, who nodded stiffly back. There was no need to pretend that they liked each other. Ferris had warned him once that he did not trust him and would keep an eye on him. This had infuriated Anakin, and he still wasn't over it. He turned his attention back to Ciri and Obi-Wan, who were talking in low voices. With the crowds like this, Obi-Wan was saying, it was hard to get to you at all. And where was security? Ciri asked. I saw officers all around undercover, but when they were needed, they were strangely absent. I'll talk to Liviani Sano about it, Obi-Wan said, referring to the head of the Games Council.
Anakin!
Anakin heard the cheerful voice behind him and quickly turned. True Veld was loping across the plaza next to his master, the tall and silent Rygol. True extended one long, flexible arm in a floppy wave that conveyed his excitement and happiness at seeing his friend. Rygol nodded at Obi-Wan and Ciri as they came up, but gave no verbal greeting. The three masters huddled together for a discussion, leaving the three Padawans to talk among themselves.
I can't decide, can you?
True asked Anakin, his eyes dancing. Anakin was used to True starting a conversation midway through. He lifted an eyebrow at him.
Which game events to attend?
True explained.
They all sound fun.
We're here to keep the peace, Ferris said, not to have fun. Annoyance ran through Anakin. Ferris could spoil a good mood quicker than a double Nova. True merely shook his head good-naturedly and nudged Ferris with a shoulder.
Relax, friend. I can keep the peace and watch the games, too. Even our masters will allow that.
Ferris sighed.
Padawans are always trying to get me to relax, he said. I'm just not made that way.
Ciri, Rygall, and Obi-Wan turned away from their conference and approached their Padawans. We've decided that you three can go off on your own for a while, Obi-Wan told them. But be sure your comm links are functioning at all times. Anakin and True exchanged an excited glance. They hadn't expected this good fortune. They had hoped to run into each other, but now they could actually attend at least some of the games together. Anakin would even put up with Ferris if it meant he could spend time with True. I contacted Liviani Sano. She's on her way here, Obi-Wan told them. After we receive a briefing, you'll be free to go. Then we'll all meet back at the games quarters for the evening meal.